This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Friday the 15th of October. The government's finally given a date for the switch from PCR to cheaper rapid flow tests for travellers coming into the UK. It's the 24th of October, which coincides with half term and affects fully vaccinated people returning from countries not on the red list. Passengers must upload a photo of their test and a booking reference supplied by the private provider to verify it on or before their second day back. A 37-year-old man charged with killing five people in a bow and arrow attack in Norway is due in court later. Three other people, including an off-duty police officer, were injured in the 34-minute rampage. Police say Espen Anderson Broughton had converted to Islam and had shown signs of being radicalised. Kai Aide is a former Norwegian ambassador to NATO.
In 2017, he also published a video on YouTube where he talks in very, very threatening language. And in a way that may support a theory that this was a terrorist attack.
From today, the spending limit for contactless payments has risen from £45 to £100. But you are being warned not every shop will accept the higher rate yet. Retailers say it could take months to update their systems. It's understood the president of China is not planning to appear at the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow next month. It's feared the snub could be a hint that China will refuse to set new green goals to cut emissions. Even with 2 weeks to go, only half of the G20 countries have submitted their own plans. Rory Medcalf is an expert on China and a former diplomat. He tells Times Radio if true, this would be a big blow.
It is going to make it more difficult to reach substantial and meaningful agreement, but it's also a pretty powerful symbol of where China's going in the world, and unfortunately it reinforces this sense that China is isolating itself from the global mainstream on many issues, on strategy, on security, on foreign policy.
But former government advisor Anita Botang says that President Xi's absence isn't the end of the world.
I was actually not particularly surprised. President Xi doesn't tend to go to quite a lot of kind of big international moments like the G20 that's coming up at the end of October. I think the question really is about what solid commitments will emerge from China, kind of regardless of who actually comes. So I think there's still a little bit of hope, because I don't think it all hinges just on Xi's presence.
Meanwhile, the Queen has been overheard appearing to say she's irritated by a lack of action in tackling the climate crisis. She's alleged to have made the confession during a trip to Cardiff for the opening of the Welsh Senate. And Adele has released her first new music for 6 years. Her new single, Easy On Me, apparently explains why the 33-year-old ended her marriage. The song's taken from Adele's new album, 30, which is due out next month. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.